Hello, beautiful people. Long time, no talk. I don't even want to start with an excuse because I was going to say I really want to be consistent, but we're about to go into a new season. I can say that in this last year, in the last 3 years, I've done an extreme amount of traveling. But in this last couple of months, I've traveled a lot. I have really been in a space of just observing and absorbing. And I feel like it's already such like saturation of like information everywhere all over the internet. So I can't even say like I've been absorbing like new knowledge. I just think that I've been absorbing and observing like real life, like people's behaviors and my behaviors, and just a lot of self-evaluation and a lot of self-reflection and a lot of healing, and healing comes in layers. So some days it feels like you know what you're doing, and some days it feels like what the hell. But that's what I've been experiencing over the past couple of months. And so today I just got back from a trip, and I'm aware that we are into winter season or approaching winter. And I see a lot of people talk about seasonal depression, which is a thing. I definitely feel that energy as well, especially, y'all know this is going to always go back to astrology. We have Mercury that just went into Capricorn, and for the collective, I believe it's in the 12th house. And we have Venus that just went into Scorpio today. So there is a lot of dense, energy, a lot of chaotic energy, a lot of impulsive energy, a lot of just heavy like thoughts that could happen around this time. And I've really been going hard on myself with being authentic. I really want to, because I'm an authentic person in real life, but like I feel like when it comes to sharing things on my platform, I don't always share all things, because I'm like, okay, well, I have this platform, I have this following, like, I want to take my personal things out of it and just give you guys information. But honestly, like, the more authentic I am with my journey, which is very spiritual, the more that you guys can connect. And I feel like I have always been a very transparent person. Today I just got back from a trip. And when I got back home, I started to feel that heavy, like dense energy of just like self-loathing, just really like kind of hard on myself, and like just like all of the thoughts. Because let's think, Mercury is the planet of communication. Capricorn rules like the earth realm, like material things, like status, like your goals and stuff like that. And I feel like this is a beautiful energy, but I think that when we first transition into a sign going into a different planet, it's always like this weird energy before the dust settles. And it's just like, it either feels chaotic, you feel anxious, you feel irritable, or you could feel sad. And when I got back home, I was just like, man, like, I'm not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mercury in Capricorn is definitely like, what are your goals? Like, what do you plan on doing? How are you going to execute this? And so I started to kind of undo myself, I can say. Like I said, Mercury collectively is in the 12th house, which the 12th house is Pisces, which represents the house of undoing yourself. So I started to go into this, like, I'm not doing enough, like, I'm not motivated, like, I don't feel like doing this, and, like, I don't want to say making excuses, like, well, this happened to me, so, because all of those things that I have experienced are very valid, but I think Capricorn energy is just like, you just got to do. Like, and so I felt like it was kind of this tension between you just have to do it versus like, well, I'm trying to honor what I've been through and honor how I feel. And I'm not gonna lie, like I shed a few thug tears for a second because I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I don't know what my vision is for my life. Like, I just feel so uninspired. And immediately when I had those thoughts, I just went into kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Counteracting, I guess. Yeah. It with what I was grateful for. And I had to find something, you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever you're feeling that way, you have to replace those thoughts with something that you can find that you're grateful for. If you feel like you're not grateful for anything, you have to be grateful for life itself, which is really a gift because we're here to experience, and experience is good and bad, you know? So it's beautiful to be able to overcome those lower energies and to keep going. And so I just had to like really speak that over myself, like, I'm grateful for this, I'm grateful for that. You know, maybe I don't feel like I have motivation and vision all of the time, but guess what? I have a blank canvas and I'm able to, you know, paint on this canvas whatever I want, you know? And sometimes it's okay to just sit and wait for that vision or motivation to come to you. And technically, you know, the winter time is like the cocoon phase for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a real purging of all that you've experienced during this year and just kind of like wrapping yourself up in it and feeling it and dealing with it during this season, because it's about intense transformation. So, yeah, I said all that to go into astrologically what's happening. But if any of you are feeling heavier or dense energies, like, know that you are totally not alone. There are more people that feel this way. A lot of people are very disconnected from themselves, I'm not gonna lie. I think when you are disconnected from yourself, you're kind of like, okay, I go into this robotic phase. If I wake up, I go to work. You know, if you have a job or if you have kids or you have a family or whatever, you're like, I do this, I do that. And everything literally is like, has nothing to do with you per se. It's like, I go to this job to work for this place. I have to be a mother to, or a father to my children. I have to be this to everybody else. And you kind of cut yourself off from what you have to be for yourself. You never really have a moment to sit and be like, how do I feel? And one thing I tell people, like, because a lot of people aspire to work for themselves. I have been working for myself now for about 7 years. And I'm not going to lie, working for yourself is extreme shadow work every day, y'all. Like, every day I wake up and there is several reasons for why I don't feel worthy of being able to chase my dreams, or why I don't feel, you know, like, just motivated to do anything, like, or feel like anything that I'm going to do is take off the ground. And that really has to do with the lower three chakras, which is your root, sacral, root, solar plexus, and sacral chakra, or you get the order. And so that has to do with the root is your security, your survival instinct. Your solar plexus has to do with your self-esteem, your confidence, and your sacral has to do with your creative energy. So every day, because when you're working for yourself, you're literally like, I'm going to be the creator. You're doing this intense work for yourself, and it can be very draining. Honestly, it could be very draining, especially if you're doing a business where there's no blueprint for it. You know what I mean? Like, it's different when you go to a job. Like, there's a blueprint in place. Like, you know, like, where you can go, how to get a raise, like, how to get a promotion. Like, there are steps in place. But when you work for yourself, there aren't any rules. You make up the rules every day. You have to be the person to motivate yourself. You have to be the person to create opportunities for yourself. And you have to be your own biggest fan, your own biggest advocate. You have to, you know, it's so many hats that you have to wear. And I feel like I said, a lot of people, when they are working or, you know, just doing things externally for other people, they don't really have time to, versus a person who is working for themselves. You have nothing but time but to think about how you feel and what's wrong and what's not right. So I say that to say, like, a lot of people may put on the appearance of like, oh, I feel good, I'm fine, because they're, you know, focused on things that bring them short thrills or cheap thrills or whatever the saying is. Like, oh, well, shit, I'm about to get paid, I want to work, or I'm about to go out this weekend, or I'm finna go drinking, or whatever those, like, temporary rewards are. But that still doesn't take away, or it kind of distracts you from, how do you really feel? So in a lot of the work that I do, when I'm asking people, like, I just did a workshop, inner child workshop in Brooklyn, and I had a class full of wonderful ladies that came, and I was like, how's everybody feeling? And everybody, like, generally was like, yeah, I feel good. And I was like, but are you really, though? So when I went to each person in the room, everybody had something to say that was the opposite of good. But again, we're just very used to kind of being in this robotic flow of like, what's the polite, nice answer to say? I don't want to burden anybody with my problems, with my this, with my that. So I feel like during these winter seasons, and now that I said Mercury is in Capricorn, it kind of just gives you a chance to like analyze, like, what are those, how do you feel, and how are your feelings limiting you from reaching your highest goal, I guess. Capricorn is ruled by the planet Saturn. Saturn is the planet of restrictions. It's like that daddy energy that is like, prove yourself to me. How bad do you really want this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to just let you have something. You have to show me how bad you want it. And you have to show me that you have discipline to earn it. And in tarot, Capricorn is ruled by the Devil card. And the story behind that is really amazing. Actually, I'm going to read it while we're talking. Let me pull it up. Or while I'm talking. Hold on. I really love reading this story because it's a great spin on. Hold on. Here it is. Wait, where is it? Okay, so I'm going to read it. Hopefully y'all enjoy it because I teach this in my tarot classes. So it says, the fool is the first card in the tarot deck. So the fool comes to the foot of an enormous black mountain where reigns a creature half goat, half god. This is the Capricorn energy. At his hooves, naked people linked to the god's throne by chains engage in every indulgence imaginable. Sex, drugs, food, drink. The closer the fool gets, the more he feels his own earthly desires rising in him. Capricorn is an earth sign, so earthly desires. Carnal desires, hunger for food and power, greed and selfishness. I have given up all such desires, he roars at the goat god, resisting the beast's power with all his might. He is sure that this is a test of his new spirituality, one where he must prove that the temptations of the material world cannot sway him. The creature responds, and this is the Capricorn energy. The creature responds to his defiance with a curious look. All I am doing is bringing out what is already in you, it responds mildly. Such feelings are nothing to fear, nothing to be ashamed of, or even to avoid. They are even useful to helping you in your quest for spirituality though many try to pretend otherwise. The fool gestures angrily at the chained men and women. You say that even though these are clearly enslaved to the material world. The goat god mimics the fool's gestures. Take another look, the fool does. And realizes that the chained collars the men and women wear are wide enough for them to easily slip off of their heads. They can be free if they wish to be, the goat god says. They remain here because they want to be controlled by their base bestial desires. There are, however, others at this goat god gestures upward toward the peak of the mountain, others who have used these same impulses to climb to the highest heights. If they had denied their desires, they never have gotten there. On hearing this, the fool sees that he has mistaken the goat god. This is not a creature of evil, as he thought, but of great power, the lowest and the highest, both of beast and god. Like all power, it is frightening and dangerous, but it also has a key to freedom and transcendence. So that story to me kind of sums up anything in Capricorn, but specifically we're talking about Mercury and Capricorn right now. So using those, you know, lower energies to push you to motivate you into a higher space. So this is my authentic, transparent moment. Is literally before I started to record this, I was really undoing myself in my feelings, just like I was going into a place and just proclaiming a lot of things that I didn't need to proclaim. But I stopped myself and was like, I can take these same, you know, thoughts, these same lower affirmations that I'm saying for myself and turn around and find and extract something that is good out of it and lift my vibration. And that is the true definition of alchemy. So, you know, if you guys are feeling that way or you have a moment like that, like, just take time to do that if you can. Now, we have Mercury at 3 degrees right now. So 3 degrees is ruled by Gemini. And Gemini, hold on. Hold on, you guys. Okay. And Gemini rules communication. All right. It rules telephones and TV. It rules self-expression. It rules books, siblings, and neighborhood. So when I say neighborhood, meaning what environment did you grow up in? Because based on the environment that you grew up in is how you talk to yourself and how you deal with yourself. So again, just my authentic moment, I was starting to talk to myself very ugly. Now, the environment that I grew up in when I was a child, my mom has always been like extremely supportive, very nurturing, very loving. She's a Pisces, so very intuitive, very psychic towards, you know, my feelings. If something, if I'm not feeling right and I try to lie to her, she's like, nah, I feel something is off. So I've always felt supported, but I've also witnessed my mom have her own undoings and talking to herself, you know, kind of bad and feeling down and going through, you know, moments of sadness and seeing how she's dealt with that. And so, you know, you see those things when you're a child and subconsciously you learn to deal with your problems the same way that you see, you know, your caretaker or your mother, father, whoever took care of you. You kind of start to deal with it like that. I'm noticing that, especially just in families, that's another thing that's like very big right now is people realizing, especially because of the holidays, you are forced to deal. I don't want to say forced to deal with your family because we love our family, right? But like, you know, you can still get annoyed during the holidays because families have all these questions and this judgment and all of these things. And sometimes family secrets start to come out and you start to realize like, man, there's a lot of healing that has to take place within my family. You know, so like that environment, 3 degrees deals with that environment. Like, how does your family deal with denser energies? Like, how do they deal with, you know, when they're sad? Do they talk about it? I know that for a lot of people, you know, families don't really talk about their feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I don't care what color you are, like, families don't really talk about their feelings like that. They don't talk about when they're going through depression or when they're going through anxiety. They don't. They just kind of hide it because they feel like it makes them feel weak or, you know, like, just they feel like they have to be strong, especially if it's an elder in your family. You know, their mindset is kind of like, whatever, like nobody has to feel sorry for you. Nobody has to do anything for you. So just get over it. And because we're shifting into this higher timeline, we can't deal with shit like that no more. Like, we have to deal with our emotions and being very transparent about these feelings. 5D is all metaphysical. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all of the unseen is that what we're dealing with now. So our feelings, like our spiritual energy and all of that. So yeah, Mercury and Capricorn just now getting into that placement, it is going to feel very uncomfortable. And like I said, collectively, it's in the 12th house, which 12th house is Pisces. That is karmic energy. That is escapism. That's wanting to sleep. That's emotional things. That's shadow energies and all types of things. So, you know, if you're feeling it, just know that this is just a transition into energy where you're going to feel a little bit more motivated. But right now we're just in the lower part of it. And I do this work because I want to validate people. That is the whole purpose of me posting what I post on my social media. And even doing these podcasts is just to let you know that you're not like going crazy. There is an explanation to, there's a reasoning to everything that you're experiencing, thinking, feeling, and all of those things. And some of that is due to the astrological placements. So yeah, so we got Mercury and Capricorn at 3 degrees collectively in the 12th house. Now, you would have to know what your rising sign is to know what house it's affecting in your chart. Let me see. Maybe I can do the math really quick. Hold on. No, I don't even have a pen and paper. So now I'm going to go into, I'll try to do it while I'm still talking. Venus and Scorpio. So Venus is now in Scorpio at 0 degrees. Now, Venus does not like being in Scorpio. Venus is the planet of love, beauty, affection, contracts, all of those things. And Scorpio is the planet of death, rebirth, transformation, shadow work, all of those things. Sorry if y'all can hear my cat in the background. He wants some attention. Shh. So this placement is kind of a lot. It's heavy. It's a lot going on with that. I can say I always like to look at like celebrity gossip that comes out around the time of these major placements. So I just saw that Krishan, if anybody knows or cares, Krishan and Blueface's other baby mama just like linked up and they got drunk. And they're basically like teaming up against Blue, which, you know, in other news, Blueface is always like pinning them against each other. And so it's been like just a whole bunch of like craziness that just happened right when Venus went into Scorpio with that. So that's something that I saw and I was like, that's definitely Venus in Scorpio. It's like, you know, being vindictive, like being petty, like want to get your lick back, like keeping the score, all of that. Now, for me, my Venus is naturally in Scorpio, so I'm having a Venus return. Something else that is totally like not related is it's related, but it's how can I say it? With Mercury being in Capricorn, the Sun being in Sagittarius, and Venus being in Scorpio, I try to, like, before looking at social media, I try to sit with myself and I ask, like, what thoughts are naturally coming to me? This morning, the thoughts that were coming to me were about, like, religion and just spirituality and just, like, why are we here? Like, what is the purpose of all of this? Like, I was really kind of going into a space of, like, what is actually going on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure everybody has these moments. And as much information as I try to study, it still doesn't take away from the fact that it's like, what in the actual fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like in our lifetime, just in the last 5 years, we've seen so many things that I feel like nobody else has seen in their lifetime. Like, it's crazy, like down to just like celebrities' downfall, like just all types of conspiracy theories that have been confirmed. Like, we're seeing it, and it's just like, now that it's being confirmed, it's like, what is this? Like, where are we? Where are we going? What are we doing? Why? So I had all these questions, and I started texting my homegirl, and we went into just everything. We went into the Book of Enoch. We just, it got pretty deep. It got really deep. And I go on Instagram, and literally there are at least three spiritual people that are talking about this same subject. And so I was like, man, it's crazy. Like, when you really take time to tap in with yourself before being influenced by anything on social media, and you just kind of sit with yourself, and you're like, what's a natural thought that's coming up for me today? You might think it's random, it has nothing to do with anything, but then you start to realize, like, damn, we're all on a collective timeline, like we've tapped in. And so I was like, that makes sense. Sagittarius rules religion and philosophy, right? Venus in Scorpio is tearing down the veil. Take a look. This is what's really going on. Mercury in Capricorn is dealing with what's going on in this realm. You know what I'm saying? How can we make this digestible and understandable to our everyday life? So just looking at these three energies play is interesting to me. And like I said, we have Venus at 0 degrees, which is a critical moment. 0 degrees is like that energy of like a fresh start. Like it is what you make it. You know what I'm saying? So when Venus just went into Scorpio at 0 degrees, if you started arguing with your partner and y'all are petty and y'all are not finding a conclusion, then the rest of this time in Venus and Scorpio is either going to be extremely transformative and beneficial, or it's going to be this way, petty, like we finna break up and we just kind of leaving it to be this way. So be very mindful, you know. I feel like because I'm having a Venus return, there is a level of self-awareness that I feel right now. And I started to realize, just doing my own little mental journal, I was like, man, I really have not felt safe in a while. And I mean safe to be, I haven't felt safe to be myself, because the things that I've experienced in relationships, not just romantic, I feel like I kind of have heard in the past, I can't even say like critiques, but more like things that have just made me feel like, damn, am I not liked? You know what I'm saying? Like, is the way that I am too much? Do I do, you know what I mean? Like, it's just made me very self-conscious of my identity. And I can say in the last 3 years, I have struggled with this, and it has affected my business as well, because it just makes me second guess like how I'm perceived. So Venus and Scorpio, like I said, Venus is contracts. That's soul contracts. That's with friendships, relationships, jobs, your family, all of that. I'm just like realizing like, man, I have not felt safe to be myself in a long time. I haven't felt safe to share my ideas in a long time. I haven't felt safe to be my full authentic self in a long fucking time. And feeling that, it made me shed some tears this morning. I guess today's just been like a purge day. It made me shed some tears, I'm not gonna lie, because I was like, I never used to be self-conscious like this or second guess myself. I always had the utmost confidence in my thoughts and being able to articulate myself and being smart. I've always had confidence in my looks, but in the last 3 years, not so much. I really kind of hate taking pictures now, just because I have been, you know, some people can critique you and not know that their critique can be kind of harsh. You know what I'm saying? So it's just made me like a little bit more self-conscious. And so again, Venus in Scorpio just kind of like revealed that to me. And like I said, having those thoughts can kind of make you go into a place of undoing yourself. Like, well, man, like, you don't feel safe. Like, how are you ever going to feel safe? Like, is it going to be like this forever? Like, if you don't feel safe to have your identity, like, what does that look like for everything else in your life? And I have to say that if you're experiencing that, don't take ownership of that. I think that that's something that's supposed to be revealed to you just so that you can be aware and then you can create what and how you want things to, how you want things to go moving forward versus just letting things happen to you. So something else that came to me was like, it's time to create a new timeline. Create a new timeline. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy because like I started this whole, my whole business off of understanding that you can create your reality. And at some point, I think that I lost that aspect. Like, I just kind of got so down and out that I was like, no, you can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have any control over anything. Like, you can't. But the truth is like, you do. You have opportunities. You have space to create opportunities for yourself for growth. And those opportunities come based on how you react to things. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, I don't know. I just really been, I've been kind of pondering on that. And I just really wanted to share this because, like I said, if you're feeling this way at any capacity, just try to counteract those feelings and those thoughts and don't take ownership over those things. And use this Mercury and Capricorn energy to be a doer. Like, I want to say, because Capricorns can be known to be kind of detached, like emotionally detached and just very like, what's the problem? Like, get money, like go to work, like, you know, hustle. And although that is not always the thing to do, I feel like at this time, while having Venus in Scorpio, I think that we have to put logic over emotions right now. Feel your emotions, but don't allow it to rule the way that you're going to move. So you might not feel like doing something, but fuck them feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, them feelings can sometimes make you feel stagnant if you're not careful. So feel, but in the process of feeling, just continue to do as well. Like, I'm going to continue to, you know, push forward and do. I think that that's super important. And although I can't, like, whoever's listening, I can't, like, talk, have a conversation back and forth with y'all, but yeah, this is a very real, raw moment. Of course, utilize, you know, tools like astrology, tarot, whatever, to help you navigate. I don't want to say although I do tarot and astrology readings, and of course I, you know, you guys can go to my website and book it. I'm a person who's always like, I don't want anybody to become codependent off of tarot and astrology. You know what I'm saying? Like, but use it at moments like this, moments where you do feel like, okay, hey, I'm feeling kind of stagnant or I'm feeling overwhelmed or whatever, like to understand how to navigate. On top of that, use prayer, use meditation as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, create your strong tribe that you're able to rely on, that you're able to talk to when you're having those heavy thoughts so that they could tell you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because you could just kind of self-sabotage and tell yourself things that just aren't truthful. So create that network of people or a person that you can go to be like, hey, are you able to hold space for me right now? This is what's going on. This is how I'm feeling. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I just want to vent. I'm not looking for advice. I just want to be able to vent. Or, hey, I need you to tell me that this isn't what's up and give me a clear way to see this, because right now I'm in the midst of a thick fog and I can't see out of it. Especially, like I said, winter brings on seasonal depression for a lot of people. And yeah, so there is a reasoning for, you know, you feeling this way, but there are also tools and resources to help. And, you know, there's an immense amount of shadow work that happens during these holiday seasons because you're with your family so much. Like, I think it's really crazy and very capitalistic for us to have Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, like, literally back to back. Like, it's just like, let's just go ahead and get as much money off of these people as we can, off of food, gifts, traveling, plane tickets, all of that, like, back to back as much as possible, on top of birthdays and all of that. And so, you know, a lot of that can bring about shadow work and just a lot of dense energy because, you know, it could be stressful around this time thinking about money and, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. And so, you know, be mindful and be intentional, I guess. And just do. Just be a doer and make it happen. I really appreciate everybody who has listened, although these podcasts have not been very consistent. I'm very grateful for those who have, like, stuck by and listened and tuned in. And, you know, if you share my podcast with anybody, I really appreciate that. You know, y'all feel free to, let's do listener letters. Like, y'all can, if y'all have any questions or something you want to vent about or talk about, feel free to email me. Should I do the email or... Yeah. Email me at solarisreadstarot@gmail.com. And you can put listener letter in the subject line and you can just write down, you know, what you want to vent about or what you need advice about. And if I get enough people who, you know, chime in, I will do another episode and let me know if you feel comfortable with me sharing your email. And we can go from there. If you don't feel comfortable with me sharing it, then, you know, you can just say, hey, this is just private. Just wanted to ask for some advice. And I will totally be down to do that. You can always give a donation for that, too. But, yeah, I would feel, you know, that I think that would be really cool because I want to build a connection with those who are listening. I really appreciate y'all. And like I said, my word of, I guess, this new year coming up, which y'all know the real new year starts during Aries season, not during Capricorn season, but whatever. I guess my word will be authenticity, like just being my authentic self, and accepting my authentic self in every space and every place. And not being embarrassed by that. I did a live on Instagram a couple of nights ago, and I really surprised myself because I started crying on the live. And I felt very embarrassed that I did that, but I was like, well, they already see the tears, so I got to see it through. But that was a very, like, authentic, raw moment for me. And I was very afraid of how it was going to be perceived because I think in this space of me being a reader, I feel like people have these, like, unbelievable expectations on people who do any type of spiritual work. It's like, you're supposed to have it together. Like, what you mean you're going through stuff or you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what makes people, to me, really great at doing spiritual work is because they go through these really dark moments, but they extract the wisdom out of these situations and really make the best of it to be able to give wisdom to others. And so in that moment when I was crying, just to see the amount of people on my live that supported me and were sending messages and, you know, just really, like, cheering me on, I really appreciated that. Like, I deeply appreciated that, and I did not feel judged. And I actually got some really beautiful DMs from women who were dealing with the same thing that I was dealing with, that I was sharing on that live. And so ever since then, I've just been like,
I just want to share that. And tonight was the moment where I was like, I don't know if I want to get on camera because, you know, I want to be authentic, but I'm looking rough right now. I just got off of a flight and drove, and it's just like my grounding time right now. But yeah, I wanted to be able to share that. And so, like I said, again, I appreciate you guys, and I just wanted to give y'all an astrological update. So yeah, feel free to email me your listener letters at SolarisReadsTarot@gmail.com. Solaris, SolarisReads, Reads, READS, Tarot, TAROT, @gmail.com. Feel free to email me and let me know if you relate. Let me know how you feel. Let me know if you want to share any of your stories or anything like that. I just want to really build a relationship with you guys. And so I thank y'all. And I hope that y'all are having a beautiful, amazing week. And I just ask that your high vibrational spirit guides, ancestors, all of that just help to assist you and to love on you and to lift you up if you're feeling down. And if somebody around you is feeling down, for you to be able to give them the words and the energy that they need to keep going and pushing forward. And yeah, we're all in this together, y'all. Like, we are. So I hope y'all have a wonderful night and an even better week. Good night.